Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it's meeting to consider action items relating to code enforcement. So if it's all right, let's just take these in the order that they were presented on the agenda. So we'll start to.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
There's also an item at 10:30 above that for FCOs.
Oh, for, yes, there is. My page is split on that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. So let me amend where we're at. Let's take up instead the action item to consider FCOs and ordinance directing amendments to the zoning map for Salinas case number RZ2024-0002.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Emily Bunn from DSD. I have the FCOs for the Salinas case. This was heard on December 5th, 2025. They were rezoning from RR to R1. They had a primary residence, a single family, or a secondary, and they wanted to split off an additional acre to build another house. The nearest crossroads were Farmway and,
Homedale.
Homedale, probably.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And it was not a conditional rezone, so there was no conditions attached to it. And if you need any more information, let me know. I know the P&Z had recommended denial, and then the board had decided to reverse their decision and approve it.
Right. This is a property, was it the very end of the road?
Yes, yeah. It's off a private road.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed the FCOs, and I am in favor of moving forward with their approval.
Chairman, I would support Commissioner Brooks.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we, sign the FCOs and approve the ordinance directing amendments to the zoning map for Salinas, case number RZ2024-0002.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So get that document and we'll get it signed. Thank you. Now, if it pleases the commission, I will move back to our 10:30 agenda item to consider action items related to code enforcement. So can we take them in the order that they're there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You can go ahead and start then. Homedale property.
Mr. Chair, first I'd like to address the property located at 5005 Homedale Road, parcel number R32474. This was a case that was opened in April 15th, 2024, after discovering an auto sales business located at the subject property. Subject properties zoned R2. For approximately the next 8 months, then officer assigned Gary Westerfield worked with the property owner in an attempt to gain voluntary compliance. Notice of violation was sent with a cease and desist in February of this year. Again, Officer Westerfield continued to work with the property owner to gain voluntary compliance. In May of 2025, another inspection was conducted and found that the site remained unchanged. Violation still remained. June of 25, another inspection was conducted. There was no significant change noted. Violations remained. In October of 2025, Officer Jason Hackney was assigned this case, and he was unable to inspect the property due to road construction. Inspection was pushed to November. The inspection was conducted. The site remained unchanged. Violation remains, and a certificate of noncompliance was requested, and a report was prepared. He updated the case notes December 10th and found that the property still remained in violation. He's requesting a approval for a certificate of noncompliance.
Chairman, I'm in favor of approving this.
All right. I have a technical question you may or may not be able to answer. Are they a licensed dealer, car dealer? Do you know?
I don't believe so. I'm somewhat familiar with this case. I know that this property's been in violation for approximately a decade. It seems that what this property owner does is obtain vehicles and repairs them on behalf of other dealerships and repairs them and gives them back to so the dealership can sell them. This is just a facility to basically recondition those vehicles.
I see.
Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
There's a land use matrix included in here. This is a 4.28 acre parcel, but it's listed as an R2. Should that be an RR?
I don't know why.
Okay.
That way, it could have been rezoned at the previous property owner's request. I'm not really sure why.
Yeah.
Why that,
okay.
That zoning.
Yeah, but the zoning and the amount of acreage does not match, and the number of cars to put that on an RTU, it wouldn't even be feasible. In my humble opinion, maybe I'm wrong, but still in favor, regardless of whether it's an RR or an R2, it's unsightly and non-permitted.
I am too. I mean, the number of cars that you can see there, I wouldn't want to be their neighbor.
Yeah. Chairman, I move that the board approves the certificate of noncompliance on case number CDEF2024-0066 as presented.
My second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And aye.
Chairman, can I just add parcel number R32474 and amend that? Thank you.
Do you agree to the amended?
Yes, motion? Yes.
Right. So motion's been amended with the number. Motion carries then unanimous. So motion carries.
All right. And next on the agenda, we're presenting property located at 329 North Middleton Road, Nampa, parcel number R31456. Property was inspected in July of 2025 after a staff member of Canyon County Planning or Development Services had brought this to code enforcement's attention. July 16th, a notice of violation with a cease and desist was sent to the property owner. July 24th, 2025, inspection was conducted and noted that food trailer and vendors were still present on the property after the notice of violation had been sent. 30th of July, 2025, property owner met with staff and was advised to remove the vendors, consider annexing into the city of Nampa or seek proper rezoning. In July 2025, the property owner requested a pre-application meeting with Development Services. September of 2025, an additional complaint was received from a citizen. September 5th, 2025, the property owner met with a planner who suggested a rezone or they would have to remove the vendors. In October of 2025, Officer Hackney took over this case and conducted an inspection and found that vendors remained and electrical service was installed and requested and record a certificate of noncompliance be sent to the property owner. In October 2025, the intent to record the certificate of noncompliance was sent. Officer Hackney received an email from the property owner stating that she would file for the required rezone on November 3rd, 2025. As of November 20th, 2025, no application had been made. And December 10th, 2025, a reinspection was conducted just to verify that the property remained in violation and found that the vendor still remained. On the 16th, Officer Hackney was requesting the approval of a certificate of noncompliance be recorded on the subject property.
Okay. Do you know if the assessor's office has been notified that they are in violation of their ag exemption? Can you handle that on your level?
Yes, sir. I do know that this property is, I was the one that met with the owner when she came into the DSD office. This is a very unique situation. The structure of the property was rezoned where the surrounding parcel is not, so that's the point.
That's the rub.
Yes, so.
Okay.
Yes, we can bring that to the tax assessor's attention.
Okay.
Let them know if it's being taxed appropriately.
Right.
Chairman, I just have a question, maybe I. But out in some of that more rural ag ground, and we're talking more towards Wilder and Parma, is that what I understand, is that they can't have food trucks out there to service like farm workers or people going, okay. And the point is ag, and I know it's not in that area that we're talking about, but you can't have, what I'm looking at is that there's no food trucks allowed in an agricultural zone.
These are two different uses. So what we're describing here is a property owner who has invited food trucks in, such as coffee, donuts,
I see.
Sandwiches, and they're semi-permanent.
They've I see.
Come into the property, they stay there, and the intent is to service people that are commuting back and forth to work.
Okay.
So what you're speaking of would be like a catering truck that would
yes.
Car dealers and things like that. We wouldn't really regulate that.
Okay.
That they have the proper food handling licenses and permitting from Southwest District Health. Those are not semi-permanent. They're only there 15, 20 minutes, even a half an hour. This is a different use.
Okay. And I really appreciate you clarifying that. Some people say that the best food comes out of these food trucks. So thanks for delineating that. Because we are pro-business and we do want to support good things. And so to have that difference on the record, I appreciate. Thank you.
My concern with the assessor is just that it is assessed correctly. It does not impress me as an agricultural use. So,
yeah,
but that's in their field, not mine. So that's why I asked that they be contacted and review it.
Yeah, good call, Chairman. I'm in favor of. And that will be my motion to sign the certificate of noncompliance for property located at 329 North Middleton Road, parcel number R31456, as presented, and including the discussion.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have 12887 Chicken Dinner Road, Caldwell, parcel R22522. February 10th, case was open and initial inspection was conducted and confirmed for non-operational vehicles and parts thereof. Junk, trash, and debris and discarded items were noted on the property. On February 12th, the notice of violation was sent to the property owner of record. February 25th, property owner requested an extension of time without making any improvement. Inspections will continue on April 10th of 2025. A final notice of violation was sent. On August 6th of 2025, the case was suspended due to staffing levels. Once that position was backfilled in October of 2025, we assigned the new officer to this case. He took over the case and conducted an inspection from the public right away and saw that the violations remained due to the time lapse between notices of violation and the case being suspended. He requested that a second and final notice of violation be sent with an intent to record the certificate of noncompliance to the subject property owner. On October 28th, final notice of violation with an intent to record was sent to the property owner. On November 13th, the inspection was conducted and noted that some improvement had been made and debris from the front of the property with non-operational vehicles were still present. At that time, the certificate of noncompliance was requested. On December 10th, the inspection was conducted from the public right-of-way and the violations still remain. Photos had been updated. On the 16th, Officer Hackney was seeking approval for the request of the certificate of noncompliance.
Chairman, I'm in favor. This is a large property, and it looks like, even though there's been some minimal attempt, to do that. There's still a lot more work to be done, so I would be in favor.
Yeah. So you, Commissioner Brooks?
I agree.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance for property located at 12887 Chicken Dinner Road in Caldwell, parcel number R22522, as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Eric, this one, even from the pictures, it looks like there is multiple structures that people are living in. Can you make an official request to Southwest District Health to check on the sanitation of the sewage, those multiple structures?
I support that.
I would hate to be these people's neighbor. Ugh. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Of course. Next, we have a lien for money that was spent by Canyon County to abate the property located at 3911 Jesse Lane, Nampa, Idaho. The invoice was received from the contractor on Friday morning, last Friday morning. There was no change between the estimate and the invoice. The contractor charged the county $3,920 to remove trash debris and dispose of the trash and debris at the county landfill. There's an administrative fee of $750, mailings of $10.44, final notice of violation $9.64, and another notice of violation $9.64, totaling $4,699.72. We're requesting a lien be placed on the property for that amount.
Chairman, I'm in favor of placing the lien on the home. And with that, I move that the board signs the lien for property located at 3911 Jesse Lane in Nampa, Idaho, parcel number R27067, in the amount of $4,699.72.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a move that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks.